Unit 7, Lesson 25. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. The old man needs to use a walking stick now. 2. They are going on holiday to an island near Xiamen. 3. Let's get our swimsuits and go to the beach. 4. Will you join us on a trip to the Li River next weekend? 5. Are you planning to take a holiday next month? 6. Didn't you see the sign? It says, no dogs allowed on the sand.
Exercise 2. Listen to the situation and choose the best answers to the questions you hear.
1. It's the 1st of January. You meet a friend in the street. What do you say to your friend? 2. Your sister is going to Hong Kong for a holiday. What do you say to her? 3. It's Spring Festival and you've been given some lucky money by your relatives. What do you say to them? 4. You've invited some friends to your house for dinner. The dinner is on the table and everyone is sitting down. What do you say to your friends? 5. Your mother says it's going to be hot tomorrow. Let's go to the beach. You've wanted to go to the beach all summer. What do you say when you hear the news?
Exercise 3. Listen to 2 conversations and answer the questions.
Conversation 1. Answer questions 1 to 3.
Joe, can you come home next Sunday?
Sure. Why? Is it a special day?
Yes, it's the 18th of June. The 3rd Sunday in June. Don't you remember what day that is?
Is it Mum's birthday or Dad's? Oh, I'm sorry, I can't remember.
It's Father's Day. I'd like to invite Dad and Mum to a nice restaurant for dinner. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. I'll come home on Saturday evening. Conversation 2. Answer questions 4 to 6.
I heard that you're planning a trip to Europe during the summer holidays.
Yes, we've already got 8 people in the group. Do you want to join us?
I'm thinking about it, but I have a problem. If I go, who will take care of my little girl? She's only 3 years old.
Have you asked your family for help?
I can't ask my sister. She's too busy. I've talked to my mother about it, but she's not well enough. I haven't asked my aunt yet. She might do it.
Well, you don't have to decide until next week. Tell me then.
Exercise 4. Listen to a passage and choose the best answers to the questions.
Mr. and Mrs. Yuan had been married for 5 years, but they had never been on holiday together. Now, Mr. Yuan was planning a trip to his hometown for both of them. It had been 10 years since he had been back to the village, and his wife had never been there. He said to his wife, "I want to show you my hometown. It's just a small village, but it's on an island, and it's next to a beautiful, clean beach." After many hours on a bus, they arrived at the village. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning. The sun was still sleeping, but Mr. Yuan and his wife were too excited to sleep. They took their bags to the hotel and then went straight to the beach. "When I was young," Mr. Yuan said, "I often came to this beach with my grandmother. We must have walked along this beach thousands of times, and we always left 2.5 pairs of footprints on the sand. Do you know why?" 2.5 pairs of footprints?" his wife repeated, not understanding. "I've no idea." "Well, my grandmother was an old woman, and she couldn't walk very well. When she walked on sand, she needed to use a walking stick. That was why there was an extra half a pair of footprints on the sand.
Lesson 26, Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. Please tell her that the cake will be ready this afternoon. 2. Is her office above or below yours? 3. Would you prefer tea or coffee? 4. I don't like pork, but I sometimes eat a little beef. 5. This dress is not the right size. I'd like to return it. 6. I feel terrible today. My new bed is too hard.
Exercise 2. Look at the pictures and write answers to the questions you hear.
1. What is the boy buying? 2. What have the children decided to do on Sunday? 3. Why did the woman buy the flower? 4. What did the teacher tell the boy to do? 5. What did Anne's mother ask her to do? 6. Why were the people running?
Exercise 3. Listen to the conversations and choose the best answers to the questions.
1.
What are you going to do in the holidays, Zach?
Well, my uncle's family is coming to stay with us for 2 weeks in February.
Oh, that sounds nice.
What about you? What are you going to do, Sue?
I'm going to go to a computer class to learn how to use a computer.
2.
Did you have a good time in the holidays, Ben?
Yes, I had a wonderful time. Mum, Dad, Janet and I all went to Hainan Island.
Great! What was the weather like? Was it hot?
Yes, it was hot and sunny every day. Janet and I spent most of our time in the pool or at the beach.
No wonder you look healthy.
3.
Hi, Li Ye. Where did you go for the holidays?
I went to Chengdu with my cousins.
Chengdu is a long way away. Did you like it there?
Well, yes and no. I liked the city and the hotel, but the food was very hot. I couldn't eat it. It made me feel unwell.
Oh, you poor thing. Are you all right now?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks.
Exercise 4. Listen to the passage and choose the best answers to complete the sentences.
A few years ago, many people didn't want to travel by train, even though the tickets didn't cost a lot. These people thought that traveling by train was too slow and too uncomfortable. They preferred to travel by plane. However, trains are faster and more comfortable now, and so many people have changed their minds about traveling on them. When you travel by train, you can do things you like doing. You can sit by the window and watch the countryside go past. You can talk to your family or your friends. This is especially nice if you usually don't have enough time to talk to them. You can play games. You can lie down and sleep. You can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the restaurant. When the train stops for people to get on and off, you can open the window and buy something to eat. You might save time if you travel by air, but it's more fun to travel by train.
Lesson 27, Exercise 1. Listen to 3 conversations and answer the questions orally.
Conversation 1. Answer questions 1 to 3.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Mum. Did you have a good time shopping with Aunt May?
Yes, thank you. We had a great time. Are there any messages for me?
Well, Dad rang. He said Mr. Jacob had invited us to a picnic on Saturday. He wants to know if we are free.
Does he want me to ring him back?
Yes, as soon as possible.
Okay, I'll ring him right now. Conversation 2. Answer questions 4 to 6.
This is Wang Xiaoyong. May I speak to Annie, please?
I'm sorry. She's not at home at the moment, but she left a message for you, Xiaoyong. She said to tell you she wouldn't be able to go to the pool this afternoon.
Oh, what a pity. But never mind. Please tell her I'll call her again tonight.
Certainly. Goodbye.
Conversation 3. Answer questions 7 to 9.
Jack, De Ying came to see you this morning.
Oh, did she say why?
Yes. She wanted to invite you to go on a boat trip with her class next Sunday.
That sounds like fun. I'll phone her back right now.
Exercise 3. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks. If no word is needed in a blank, write a dash.
In the summer holidays, Barbara and Li Liying went to stay for a few days in a small village. They went there by bus. The village was about 95 kilometers from Guangzhou. It was in the mountains. Their hotel was close to a river. They could hear the river from their rooms. The people in the village grew lots of fruit. In the mornings, Barbara and Li Ying went to the market to buy fruit for their breakfast. Barbara said that it was the freshest fruit she had ever eaten. After breakfast, Barbara and Li Ying went swimming. The river was very safe and clean.
Lesson 28, Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. Would you like to join our trip to Guilin? 2. I'd like to stay in a modern hotel with a pool. 3. You should read the signs before you go into the water. 4. I don't like beef or pork. 5. Which color would you prefer, light blue or dark blue? 6. What a terrible thing to do at the beach!
Exercise 3. Listen to Janet and Betsy's conversation and say if the sentences are true or false.
Have you had a look at the menu, Janet, and decided what you want to order?
Yes, but I can't decide whether to have the beef and potatoes or the pork and rice. What do you think?
I'm sure they're both very good, but I'm going to order the fish.
Which fish? There is fish with French fries and fish with rice.
Oh, you're right. I think I'd prefer the fish with rice.